What's the answer? Each week, same time, same station, Labor's League for Political Education of the American Federation of Labor brings you important answers to questions of the day. Today, there is a question on the minds of a lot of Americans. What's it like over there in Korea? Here at home, it's hard for us to imagine what's going on over there. Those of us who were veterans know how it looked to us at the front and how we could never make our people back home really understand what happened at the front the way in which we did. We can get a good idea, of course, from reading the newspapers, but cold print is really not a picture. Today I would like you to hear some very striking and very dramatic broadcasts prepared on the scene in Korea by radio reporters sent there by the armed forces. For our first Korean battle report, let us imagine a group of Marines newly arrived at the front, waiting to go into action. They're sprawled on the ground in their dark green shirts. They're listening to a G2 officer, an intelligence officer, telling them what they are up against. Let's listen in to this briefing to our men about to go into action somewhere in Korea.
What I'd like to do this evening is to give you a brief idea of the tactics as used by the enemy, so you'll have an idea as to what he's up to when you meet him. First, I'll cover something in the general view of his leadership and aggressiveness. He is very aggressive. He is ruthless. And he has demonstrated able leadership of all of his units. This is evidenced by the fact when he saw our open flank to the south and west, he shifted his troops and made that into a main effort in order to capture Pusan. The tactics which he has employed to the best of his ability is the envelopment and infiltration. What he does is to cause quite a bit of commotion in the front with small attacks, gunfire, and so forth, while at the same time during the night he sends small groups around both flanks. When he has sufficient force built up in the rear, he will then make an all-out effort on the flank or on the nose and then hit you from both directions on the flank. You've got to be very careful because this has been employed very successfully against all of our units in the past. It has worked almost every time. Next, he will use infiltration tactics. Whenever there's a large group of refugees coming down the road, he will put his soldiers into farmers' costumes, priests' costumes, or even dressed as women. And they will come through the lines. Of course, when they're searched, they may have no weapons at all. But then they will rendezvous at a predetermined point, get weapons from some source, and then hit your rear, particularly the artillery and the CPs. So you must at all times be on the lookout for this and for have an all-around defense. In summary, I'd like to emphasize again, he is aggressive, he is ruthless, and has demonstrated able leadership. However, he is not the supreme man that a lot of people think now. And by employing simple tactics that the Marines have been trained in, we can defeat him every time that he attempts any of these tactics upon us.
And now we move on a little closer to the front line. An American patrol prowling around near an enemy observation post runs into three Koreans trying to cross through United Nations territory. After half a mile chase through muddy rice paddies, the men were finally captured. In this next report, transcribed at the scene by Armed Forces war correspondents, an American officer is questioning the first prisoner with the aid of an interpreter.
Ask him what his name is.
이름 뭐예요?
He says Chaebyun-tae is his name.
Where did he sleep last night?
어디서 당신 어저께 잤어요? 저 창원. 현병대, 저 입체선 현병대 보고 물어본 말 겁니다. 그 앞 지하실 있지 않습니까요?
She slept a house near the NP station at Changwon. How far is that from here?
여기서부터 얼마나 떨어져?
Now we move on to the air front. As our GIs march into action, the Air Force is giving them all the support that our boys can throw into the air. At the top of the list are the F-80 jets, the super fighter bombers that have been giving the enemy no rest. One of the Armed Forces reporters, Major Wes McFerrin, went on one of the three F-80 combat missions over enemy lines. On these missions, Major Wes McFerrin recorded the story of the F-80s with the voices of the fighter pilots. The correspondent begins his story in the briefing room before the planes took off.
In the briefing room, Major Cotterella outlined their mission, then added some instructions of his own.
The ground angle about 40 degrees, fire at about 2,500 feet, pull out minimum 500 feet. On your physicality,
in less than 30 minutes, the flight was airborne. In a matter of minutes, we were over the front lines. My pilot, Lieutenant Small, dipped our right wing and pointed at a scattering of villages, all in flames. They were being worked over by enemy artillery.
And also today's air is around. Electricity on fire along that other way.
All right.
There was no doubt about it. This was the front. 10 minutes later, we were over our target area.
Around to keep them smacking up on one another's cliffs.
have any idea?
Of a jet strafing attack in Korea. Now let's move back to the rear, to the key city of Pusan, main supply port at the southeastern tip of Korea. An armed forces reporter is watching the landing of elements of the Army's 2nd Infantry Division. Here is the on-the-scene description of this important event.
It's a warm, sunny afternoon, and I'm standing on one of the main piers as more of our troops arrive to join the fight against communism. There's an almost unbelievable contrast between Pusan in day and at night. As one of the ships with the 2nd Infantry Division pulls in, the 56th Army Band is playing. Korean dock workers and greeting Americans are on the pier, and signs all over the place proclaim, "Welcome, United Nations troops." Last night, and every night, this was a ghost town, with armed guards patrolling the streets on watch for infiltrating guerrillas.
Let's go, Ralph.
It's worth your life to step out, as I found out last night when I went looking for a pair of headphones for my recorder. I had to keep yelling, "American, American," and the boys really poked those guns at you with meaning. The men are climbing into trucks and heading toward the front as fast as they get off the ship.
And as the 2nd Infantry leaves the ship, you hear the regimental band and the sound of men moving over the pier, moving out to their destination, the battle at the front.
A battle report from Korea presented by Labor's League for Political Education of the American Federation of Labor. This is Al Hamilton speaking from Washington for Labor's League for Political Education of the American Federation of Labor.